Hello, it's Wednesday, November the 10th, and we're in the final two verses of Isaiah chapter 61, beginning at verse 10. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall exult in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself like a priest with a beautiful headdress, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its sprouts, and as a garden causes what is sown in it to sprout up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to sprout up before all the nations. The one who is speaking here is the servant, the suffering servant. The one who is speaking is the Messiah. The one who is speaking is Christ himself. And he is depicting here the church and depicting that beautiful expression, the robe of righteousness. This was something that meant such a great deal to Martin Luther, for example. It was something that was always central to R.C. Sproul, his preaching, the idea of wearing the clothes, the robes of righteousness, the robes of obedience of Christ. And the only way that we will ever enter the gates of paradise is that we are clothed in those righteous robes. Well, he mixes his metaphors here. He talks about a bride and a bridegroom, imagery, of course, that Paul takes up in Ephesians to describe the nature of the Church of Christ. And then the restoration of a garden, and that's also another motif that you find in Scripture, beginning, of course, in the Garden of Eden and ending in the closing chapters of Revelation with a restored garden bringing forth its fruit in its season. The blessing of God, the purpose of God, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Well, we'll pass into chapter 62 tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.